mosquitoes, and before long they were cloning DNA. Now I'm being chased by some irate velociraptors. Well, believe me, this has been one lousy day. Jurassic Park is frightening in the dark. All the dinosaurs are running wild. Someone shut the fence off in the rain. I admit it's kinda eerie, but this proves my chaos theory. And I don't think I'll be coming back again. Oh no.
Okay, so with us is Ron L.
Look at him.
Say hi to everyone.
Look at Oral.
Hello.
Okay, Ron L. So what are you doing here at Gay Days?
What am I?
Drinking as normal?
Drinking as normal. That's on my agenda. I have two more scheduled after this.
What are you drinking? Is this rosé?
What?
As Oral samples everybody's drinks, ladies and gentlemen.
No, that's vodka with a dash of Kool-Aid.
That's it. That's all it is.
It's pretty much, it's vodka. Watered down straight vodka.
Ooh.
I mean, I won't complain.
No, you won't. We've been drinking rum all weekend, so a little vodka is not going to help.
Who says? I've been drinking Coca-Cola.
Oh, right. Right.
Really?
My body is a temple. The temple of Bacchus. Woo!
Oh, my God. It is Sunday.
ABC
Lickens. It is Sunday.
Oh, my God. You guys are hilarious. I didn't know you were back here.
Yeah.
I told you. I look for you the expo.
We are the best-kept secret of Gay Days 2012.
You know, and everyone has just been coming down. Isn't that great, everyone? Woo!
Yes. It's all right. We got bare bones t-shirts here.
Oh,
we got
I love them. They have
bears
awesome,
in the
awesome
city.
Transfers.
Pat's still over there. Doing the best karaoke of ever.
I had so much fun last night. It was ridiculous.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday nights. Well, and Sunday night. God, the whole. Well, we'll get him. We're going to get him over here in a minute.
Okay, cool.
The whole schedule. Karaoke.
Yeah. If you've never experienced it, it's a sight to behold.
You know.
Well, what's the difference between karaoke and karaoke?
All right. Well, first of all, introduce yourself.
I'm Pat O'Rourke. How are you?
Oh, fine, thank you.
You got a great voice for radio. I love it.
How
it gets
are you
me kind of hot.
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good, thanks. So, what is karaoke for our listeners?
Well, karaoke is really just karaoke where people don't really give a shit. Like, we have fun. You come down. It doesn't matter if you sing well, if you are the next Broadway star.
See, that was me last night, yes. The next Broadway star.
Nope. Damn.
There might have been a Harry Belafonte visit.
Yes.
There might have been. But we have over 100,000 songs. We're completely digital. You know, it's just really, it's a good time. People come down and just enjoy themselves.
You know, it's funny because, like, I have my own karaoke machine and it's all, like, it just discs galore. They're not organized in any way, shape, or form. I'm like, do you have this song? Yes, I do. Tap, tap, tap. Oh my God, you have this song?
47 versions of it. Which one would you like?
House remix.
I have some of those. You'd be amazed. I have some dance remixes as well.
Will you be starting up tonight again? Just for a little bit?
Yes. We're doing the last night of Gay Days here. 4 till about 9-ish.
Oh, sweet. I will. It's not like I'm going anywhere.
I know, right? We'll be here. We'll hang out. Sing another couple songs. Oh, Ronell, are you going to sing? We could sing a fraternity song. We got two parts.
If he pulls that disc out, I'd be amazed.
Girl, we do it a cappella. What you talking about?
Let me check my my college listings. Hold on, right. Please.
Fight songs.
I have every college fight song, every fraternity song. We're good to go.
We can serenade a bitch. I think we can do that.
Oh well, how can people get in touch with you and know where you and your company are?
Okay, well, right now the best way to keep in touch with us is on Facebook, facebook.com/ BEARAOKE or facebook.com/ Bears in the City. We have the entire lineup Sunday afternoon from 2 to 6. We're at Stonewall Bar on Church Street. Monday night, we do game night over at Wilds down on South Orange Avenue. Tuesday night, we're in the Bear Den at Parliament House from 9 until about 1, usually about 2, but whatever. And then Wednesdays, we're doing the Bear Happy Hour. We're trying to launch the Bear Happy Hour over at Stonewall. And then about 10 to 2, we do karaoke over there as well.
So you're out there performing, getting people to sing until the county shuts you down, right?
Pretty much. And even then, so, like, you know, we may not be able to sell liquor anymore, but there have been nights we've been singing until 2:30, you know, 2:45 in the morning. If people are having a good time, I'm going to keep on going.
Oh, sweet. Thank you so much.
You are a trooper.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Pat.
Woo! I am so excited about Bears in the City. You have no idea.
Maybe one day.
No,
I'll
we have an idea.
In disguise.
Oh, do you?
I need a hat and some sunglasses, maybe a scarf.
What?
But where are you going?
Oh, Stonewall. Mm. Oh. So, I had never been until I went to there, you know, for the other week, and I loved it. It was so much nicer than I thought. I'd heard some sketchy things.
A little bit trash.
Well, you know, no.
The man is standing right there.
Once you get inside, it is.
The bar's not trashy.
Yeah, the bar is.
I've seen you there.
Once you get inside, it is gorgeous and awesome. But when you're outside, it's a little scary. You know,
it's a little scary. Yeah. Sketch.
Yeah.
Actually, have the homeless. You know how the homeless are downtown.
I don't do.
I
homeless.
Didn't see as many homeless down there.
I don't. That's the
Lake Eola. They're all over the place.
I don't
down
do there.
The one standard left.
So yeah,
off the list.
You might as well call me Lola. I was a showgirl.
Emphasize.
You were working it last night. You were dancing and moving and singing. Oh my god!
No clue.
It was an audio visual extravaganza.
You, you, and then that other guy. What was it? What was the other guy's name?
I don't know his name, but I have his number.
Yaris. That's a car.
You date cars now?
Well, no, it's 30 miles to the gallon.
This guy is in the Navy.
Oh,
he sang for Hillary Clinton's like speech last week. Yeah, he was pretty awesome.
Wait a minute, you have a record of everyone who's like that is phenomenal, ladies and gentlemen. Baryoke is
oral.
An institution. It is an institution.
He's got high tech
records, ladies and gentlemen. Records.
It was Yarick was doing. He did that whole Tina Turner number, spinning everything. It was fan-freaking-tastic.
The best part about his Tina Turner number is that he didn't just get the movements down. He had the Tina-isms. So, like, he would accent a really, like, weird word. And I'm just like, that is Tina. That is so Tina. Oh God. He's like, I don't care.
I was looking for Ike. I was looking for Ike. I'm like, where's he? Watch out.
I think
watch
Ike
out.
Was sitting right next to him. Because he didn't look like he was having a good time at all.
Oh, no. But he was so nice and cute.
He was.
I thought he was a Navy, too. Mm. I know my Navy
teacher?
People.
No, you missed the teacher.
Who's the teacher?
The one that sang Toby Keith?
Yeah.
Oh. After he did a pole dance.
Yes.
Because we first got, we were treated to a pole
right
dance.
Right there.
And then he's like, and can I sing a song now? I said, well, honey, after that, you can do whatever you want up in here.
And he did.
I mean, that was just shocking.
And the best part about it, third grade teacher.
Yeah, right.
Third grade teacher. I'm just like, I would flunk everything I have ever accomplished in my life to go back to the third grade for you.
Really?
Third grade, you were still singing Donna Summer in your bedroom.
Actually, I was singing Donna Summer right there.
May she rest in peace.
Oh, we actually haven't talked about that.
I know.
I got a text message from Eric, and I'm just like, what? What? Yeah. And you know what? I will say this. Donna Summer, I wasn't a huge fan, but I was a fan. But she was actually the first. Well, no. You didn't hear me out.
Do you want to slap him or hold him?
No. Excuse you.
Uh-oh.
Bad Girls. We have MacArthur Park, which is actually one of my favorites. But my favorite Donna Summer song, besides Last Dance, is This Time I Know It's For Real. Because she had the Blossom hat. She was making a comeback in the 90s. It was great.
Wow.
It was great. And everyone was doing the Running Man. Everyone was doing the Running Man.
Including you last night.
Including me.
Sorry.
Such a sweet song. And like when she passed away, she was my first concert. I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, I didn't know. Oh, maybe you told me that.
Yeah, it was really sad. But, you know, she went out like a champ. She didn't have any huge, like,
scandals.
She wasn't
in a bathtub.
You know, back the hell up. Back off. You know, everyone knows.
Cocktails everywhere.
Everyone knows. You do not badmouth Whitney in front of me. You don't do it. No, you know what? But
I love me some Whitney, but let's keep it real. Homegirl was in the bathtub and had just done a gram of Coke, had just taken, what are those other downers?
You know what? But they were classy. They were classy drugs.
I never thought Whitney would die of a drug overdose. I always knew she was a mess, but I just thought she was like a fun mess. Like, that would always be a mess until she was like 70.
Technically,
until
she drowned into a bathtub. Was drowning.
It was drowning. It was.
Because she passed out.
Because she passed out.
Who hasn't passed out in awkward, inopportune places?
Well, not in a bathtub. Why, Brian? Were you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. With you,
I've never
a dumpster
lost consciousness of my own volition or whatever. Mm. No. Mm-mm.
But
yeah, Whitney.
I know you love her.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, I'm so hurting. Yeah. I'm so hurting.
Yeah. Donna Summers and Whitney.
You can do your Whitney tribute later.
Okay.
Oh, will you?
Oh, God.
I did so emotional last.
Duet?
Did you? I'll do it too.
Oh, duet.
Okay.
Whitney Mariah, someone you believe.
Oh, God. Whitney and Mariah.
Are
you going to bitch slap each other?
Oh. Oh, you know what? You know, actually, funny story. I was at this bar off of iDrive, and they do karaoke there, too. And I saw two busted queens sing Count On with, one was CeCe Winans, one was Whitney. It was both terrible. They were both terrible. Terrible. I'm just like, and that's not a key. Like, I don't sing on key. I've got I have to go through the key ring. I'm like, that's not it. That's not it. Okay, I'll stay here. This kind of works if I jimmy the lock a little. And it was terrible. It was bad. It was bad.
Or was calling a locksmith to get the right key.
Oh. Is that a Sharky? Yeah. We have a karaoke celebrity over here. We got Sharky over here.
Sharky?
Who's yeah.
Sharky? I'm not familiar.
He is a karaoke celebrity.
He's trying to buy one of my shirts.
We won't interrupt that.
Stop.
We will not interrupt buying a shirt, which are awesome, by Bare Bones.
Exactly.
We bought three of them yesterday.
Did you?
Not of the karaoke shirt yet, but we got three other ones.
I know. It doesn't help support me as well. Oh. But still.
I will get that separately, and I will pay full price.
You know, speaking of yesterday.
Yes.
Brian, you and I did not go to the parks, but we had a wonderful dinner at the Animal Kingdom Lodge.
We did at BOMA's.
BOMA? Yeah,
BOMA's.
It was so good. If you're ever in Orlando and you're looking for something different.
If you want to pay $40 for a soda and some African, quote, food, it is amazing. Amazing.
That didn't sound like it's very filling.
No.
I was stuffed, but only because, I just didn't eat a lot. And it's African food, so it's kind of, it's weird.
It was, I was very.
Did you? You liked it, though, right?
I liked it a lot, especially their ginger and carrot soup.
Now, the ginger and carrot soup is amazing.
It was so refreshing.
Yeah. And the curries, they have a couple of curry soup, and they got
chicken curry soup.
Chicken curry soup, and they have some hummus. They have different hummuses, of course.
Yeah.
What else?
Like, I mean, freshly made.
Oh, and rum cakes or something that we had.
Cakes.
Zebra cakes with rum.
I was just like, what mulatto child thought this up? Oh, my God.
Really? Nice. Oh, we got some more hot people coming in with a fake mustache. Oh, is that on your glasses?
That's so ingenious.
Nice. That's so nice. Ingenious. Good job. So we haven't really talked about where we are for Gay Days. Not really. So we're in the Bear Den, which is basically way over by
the
Bear.
Did you say Dare Den?
Bear.
It's coming
bear.
Up.
Did I say
it's
Dare?
It's coming up. It's coming up. It's coming up. It's coming up. It's Dare.
Wow. Wow. Over my head, too. So we're in the Bear Den, way on the other side of the property from everything else in civilization.
That gets cut out.
No, it doesn't. No, it does not. Because we knew it was going to be a little off the beaten path, but we didn't know how far into Egypt it would be.
But, you know, it's been a blast.
Yes,
everyone
we have had.
Has been super nice, including those gentlemen.
Oh, my God. I love and I own your shirt. I love it. Rock out with your cock out. Awesome threadless T-shirt. Fantastic. Another karaoke regular, I think.
Yes.
Which,
I'm part-time
Matt and Pat. Oh, excuse I did not me, know that. Me. With a great voice.
New people. I'm sorry. Good.
Orly's on the spot.
What's your name?
Matt.
Josh now.
Matt, welcome to Flame On. It's a gay nerdy podcast. That's flameonshow.com.
Fantastic.
So what are you doing here? How are you enjoying your gay days?
I'm enjoying them very much.
Oh, what have you done so far?
Basically hung out at the Tidal Wave host hotel for the most part.
Which one was that?
Tidal Wave?
The Royal Plaza on over by the Disney.
Oh, see, nice area, nice area. Meth heads are, you
girl,
know,
put that mic closer to his face.
I'm trying.
Up in it like a
slap.
Dick.
He needs
there
slap.
There we go. Yeah, all up in the face right
that's
now.
Better.
Right there. Right there.
Do you need towel?
Does this seem familiar to you?
Oh, my.
I plead the fifth on that one.
So how do you know everyone?
Let's see. Pat is my best friend.
Bears in the City.
Yes, gotta love him with his Bears in the City. And Chadwick. With
Hi, Chadwick.
Is a dear, dear friend as well. And Ramon is also
Ramon.
One of my best friends.
Oh, Ramon. Hi, how are you?
With
my
the awesome
Oral.
T-shirt.
Nice to meet you. Flame
so you slept with everybody.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Which Sex in the City chick are you then? I want to know.
Which one was I? I guess.
Charlotte.
You're Charlotte.
You're a Charlotte?
I never really watched the show, so I'm like, which one am I?
Whatever was left? Is that what you did?
No, he's our young, naive one.
Oh, well, yeah.
He's the eternal optimist. So.
Oh, well, that's good.
He is me,
he's
though.
Yet, he's yet to be jaded.
Wait a minute. Hang on. Wait. Pat, which one are you?
I'm Carrie.
Of course. So although Samantha probably would have worked.
You're a slut that thinks they can afford a fabulous apartment.
our bear in Vietnam is Samantha.
Oh, that one. Oh. Oh, he's old. Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
True.
Old whore.
The old whore. It works.
Matthew needs to be listening to this.
Yes. Yes. We will make sure he does.
And then yes, Jay, yes, we are recording. So, Ramon, now that you've now that we're recording,
the lesbian,
do you have anything to say? Oh, have you?
She just got married.
Yeah,
you know,
did.
Cynthia Noxon just got married.
Nixon, yeah,
yeah,
to a man.
Nixon, Noxon,
it looks
Nixon,
like a man
Nixon.
Anyway. I thought it was a man.
It's gay day.
She's the more like feminine of the two. No.
She looking like a man.
She looking like a man.
She is music royalty. Chaz Bono has gone through so much in his life.
Oh no!
That was great.
Not Chaz. You know, she could kind of hang out here. Actually, she'd fit in right in. She'd be a good bear.
So, how are you enjoying gay days, Ramon?
Yeah, we have to. Dots.
Stop talking, Brian. I'm talking now. I'm interviewing.
Back to Lois.
So, I'm sorry, you were saying before you so rudely interrupted?
So, I'm having fun so far.
Okay, what have you done? Besides the man standing right next to you.
Well.
Just talking, drinking and hanging out.
But you're not rocking out with your cock out? That's what you are wearing, sir. Well, what the hell?
Well, last night, yes.
Oh.
But what about today?
All right, good. At least there's something.
Today's relaxing.
Today's relaxing? Tired? Mm. You know, ginseng will take care of that for you.
Or 10-hour energy drink.
5-hour, 10-hour.
Is there a 10-hour? Oh, I just double shot it. I don't know. Whatever.
Now we're back to Whitney in the bathtub. Circle of life, you people.
Lord.
Well, do you guys have any plans for later on today?
I'm just hanging out before I head back home.
Where's home?
Tampa.
I'm sorry.
Everybody's here. Everybody here from Trampa. What the hell?
Stand for karaoke and then headed home.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
what are you going to sing? What are you going to sing?
It depends. I'm not sure what I'm in the mood for today.
Oh,
maybe some
moody.
Alternative.
Really?
Three Doors Down. Stuff like that.
I'm looking forward to that.
David Cook.
Some what? Who?
David Cook.
I don't know who that is.
He was one of the American Idol winner people.
That explains why I don't know who that is. Oh, he's hot?
He's very hot. No, did he win? No, he didn't win.
Yeah, he's no Taylor Hicks, I'll tell you that.
He was hot.
Sorry.
That reference is lost on me.
Really? Oh, you don't watch it. That's the only one I watch.
Oh,
yeah, wiki it, bitch. Get your phone out.
Look, I'm still paying $29.99 for the rest of my life to Britannica. I ain't switching.
Nice.
Oh, look at that. Ronell disappeared.
I know.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, no problem.
And you too.
Thank
you. Okay.
Man, you are Lois Lane, Johnny on the spot. You are the new question. We don't even need the old one. He's just gone.
Like we ever did.
Oh, snip it out. They're gone. No.
We love Q. He was here Friday running around showing twinks to our booth. That was awesome. They didn't really get much out of it, but that was okay. They came and said hello.
This is called body hair.
Exactly.
What?
Actually, he was newly shorn on Friday. He had
or
minimal body hair,
very minimal,
but his legs.
Hair.
Evidently, the legs don't count.
Really?
That's what he thought.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't make this up.
Hello.
So what else have we done this weekend?
He is in his underwear.
Jared has been here every day with me. Manning our booth. What
I
have
know,
we done?
Such a trooper.
Just Manning.
Look, I wasn't here one day. I have another job, thank you.
Girl.
OBT doesn't count.
Jared and I took off our jobs.
Well, I waited till you.
Well, I got laid off, but that's different. I don't know what else. We've seen some very attractive men walk by.
Oh, very attractive.
We've seen some celebrities, but unfortunately, we were not able to see. Although Jared saw and met,
I got
Johnny McGovern.
I got to grace his presence.
Yeah,
not his penis.
Oral and I were going to go Saturday to his show, and evidently P House fucked it up. And
And let's cut that out because we might need them one day.
Oh, whatever. They don't
I'll do it live.
They are not going to go back and listen to this. I don't care.
You guys told me.
Yeah, look. I am of the opinion we should not burn bridges until they have actually screwed us over personally.
Well, maybe.
And then after that, we have to go get shots because it's P House after all.
Listen, I go there every Tuesday because they have the lovely Pat O'Rourke there doing karaoke or karaoke.
That's not why you said you go there.
That's right. I go there for rehearsal.
At your room.
I stay there for karaoke. That's right.
Oh, that's right.
You know, their version of the presidential suite is the Pittard place. They call it the Pittard.
What are you drinking there, Oral?
Yeah, what are you drinking, Oral?
Vitamin. I see you putting some stuff in a cup.
Vitamin.
Is that rum?
Vitamin and Benjamin?
Give me that.
Do you want some? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
Start talking some.
I love how she managed to pour while having the label out. So we can get a picture of it during the whole day. Ready for a television shot. Lug, Captain Morgan, hey.
Flat-ass Coca-Cola. Look, there wasn't even an...
This is exciting broadcast.
You spent a dollar, you can get a bottle of Coke.
So what else is going on here?
I don't pay these prices.
People have been coming by and taking free comics, taking our condoms that Patrick stole from the center. That's good.
You can't steal free condoms.
In quantity...
Well, when he took the bowl home.
He took, like, the whole bowl. Yeah, I mean...
We needed...
The condoms are free.
Hot boys.
Okay.
And the reason they were at the center was why... Free HIV testing. Actually, the other reason they were there was to pick up one of Jared's pieces.
Oh, yes.
Since we last recorded, I don't know if we talked about your show.
Did we?
Jared, our very own Guy Tunist, actually had a show at the center.
Very
successful. And sold several. Yeah, very successful show.
Yes.
The remaining works we've brought here at the expo, no one's really picked them up yet. But there's still time. That's what I'm saying.
You know what? From now on, I'm interviewing people, and I'm also our PR rep.
Go
You're
for
terrible.
It, girl.
You're terrible.
Do it.
Do it.
Okay.
Do it. Get Twitter down right first.
Oh! Snap.
Sorry. That was cute. Cute took over. I'm
Q
sorry.
Q will
Q
not
over.
Have to ever listen to this.
No.
Because if he does.
No, we're cutting that out. Just like I'm about to cut that bitch down the side.
Oh. You can't throw shades.
Oh, wait
right
a minute.
Here.
Wait a minute. There's a half-naked man here. There's a half-naked man here.
What? Where?
Get ahead.
Right. Go get him.
He's a cute little otter.
We need a longer tether for you.
We need a wireless.
Oh. What? Actually. Woo! Girl.
Is everyone taking their pants off now?
I guess so. Is it that time?
Okay, so I have a question.
People are just taking stuff off?
I got these this weekend, and they're too cute not to show off.
They are really nice.
Really,
who makes those?
Let me
who is it?
MMM. Yeah, M-Ware.
M-Ware. That's a great name.
They're inside. Well,
oh, they're over in the other expo?
The one that apparently we're not allowed into.
We're not allowed? What do you mean?
Why aren't we allowed there?
In fact, we were guerrilla marketing over there. We were sending people with flyers. Jacob, our very own straight man on the floor, was over there in underwear and a t-shirt.
Oh, very nice.
Our underwear.
Can I just interject 1 second? Though you can't see Matt, obviously, because this is all being recorded, but Matt is 6'7". And a giant bear. You cannot sneak into anywhere, my friend.
That's true.
You cannot sneak.
No ninjas for you. That was adorable, though. Can you do that? Just keep doing it. It reminded me of the furries that were here earlier, which we completely missed.
Oh, God.
I think the crack guy ran him off. Where is that?
No, don't call him back here.
Exactly. No, I'm not calling him back. I'm not calling him back.
Because he's going to hear it. He's going to be like, oh,
crack? Crack? Somebody crazy. He's
like Beetlejuice. You say it too many times. Oh,
wait a minute. That was him?
Yes. The one that has, like, his pants were, like, half off. He's, like, just sitting there walking around like this. I'm like, what are you doing? Do you not realize? Oh, God.
Wow.
Hello? We're just so we should paint the picture because I don't know where we are. We are actually in a ballroom or half a ballroom over by the pool, one of the pools in this complex.
Which pool is it? Pool.
The bear pool for the weekend. So we are looking out on the bear pool. Yesterday they were wall-to-wall bears. So much so that I think if they had rubbed their shoulders together, it would start like a fire in the pool. And they could
thankfully,
put it
they
out.
Were.
Now, hey, hey, hey.
They were there, super attractive.
There were some twinks coming into the pool.
Yes. Now, what were you saying about the twink pool?
Because the twink pool, standards have gone down this year.
Really?
Standards have gone down.
I think they're just intermixing. It's like a bear twink interchange thing going.
It's like half the price to get into than the main.
Is
are
it
you
really?
What?
They charge like crazy prices to get
into. Get out. Well, bears are cheap.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Oh. You know, I was saying,
well, we are. Well, we are. I know I am.
Listen, so, I might be easy, but I'm not cheap.
Oh.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm
all right, fine. Take me to McDonald's first. And I'm,
I was going
to
say, what have we been eating?
McDonald's.
You know, wait,
have we been eating here?
Big and no. Tasty. Fuck the double cheese.
Ooh, hello.
Fuck the double cheese. No, I will say this.
What?
So I have complexes. They've been rooted into my mind through society. Blah, 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 blah. So I was laughing and joking with a friend last night and saying, oh, when's the last time you saw a gay man eat outside of a restaurant? Because restaurants are like, in Highlander, they're sacred ground. They're neutral territory.
Oh, is that right?
But outside, you don't eat. I saw bears eating outside. And I'm just like, oh my God. And I was so hungry. I'm just like, you eat, you're gay and you eat outside of a building.
Look. They don't just eat. They wolf it down. We watched the Bare Bones guys eating hot dogs the other day.
That was kind of hot.
I think we about lost our shit. Chad didn't hear that. Hi. Hey there. We just mentioned you. It's okay. You don't have to come. All right. Come over. I have to talk him into it.
Chadwick, please come up.
Oh, he's got his flyer in hand.
Okay, sweet. So, you know, let's get this out of the way first.
Oh, there's where. Chill. I was wondering where
you went to the bathroom.
Chill. Talk about your business.
Well, we're here selling t-shirts. I'm Bare Bones Clothing, and we're doing shirts for bears, otters, cubs, and all the furry woodland creatures.
Oh, cool.
The furries. You like the furries.
The furries came by.
But there was no size shirt for the furries.
Oh.
We should have put a damn shirt on.
We need a dog bib for them. They love that kind of thing.
The whole new guerrilla marketing. Furry marketing.
I had no idea.
It isn't
a growth market.
Dangerous.
I should
territory.
Just keep quiet, right, Oral? With yeah. This? Yes. Okay. I'll just sit here.
So, anyways, yeah, we're here selling t-shirts by the pool. If anybody's listening to this and you're here, come down, check us out. We're doing $20 shirts. Our online store opens on Tuesday.
Oh, I was just about to ask. Congratulations.
Sweet.
Yes.
Now it'll be linked from Facebook, right?
Yeah, it'll be from Facebook.
Okay.
And our regular website will also have a link, so you can. You'll be able to find us, I promise.
Sweet.
So our website's www.barebonesclothing.com, or you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/... Whoop.
Bare Bones Clothing. Clothing.
No, Bare Bones Clothing.
And on Twitter.
And on Twitter at barebonesco. Oh.
We already followed you.
Fantastic. Now, yes.
Can they find us via you?
We hope so. We will put your links all over our.
Fantastic.
So tell us a little about yourself, Chad.
I'm 28, a cub, about 6'2".
Are you
single? Wait a minute, this is not a profile.
Oh. Tell me about yourself.
Uh-huh.
You like long walks on the beach.
You're right, long walks.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Mobile, Alabama, and I actually live here in beautiful Orlando, Florida.
Oh, cool. So what do you do in your spare time?
I'm a little bit of a nerd. Yeah. Geekiness, love it. Before I started doing t-shirts, I'm a broadcast engineer. So like I wire TV trucks for different stuff like that, and I direct live TV.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's super cool. Awesome.
It is. Well, his profile pic's got a cool little microphone. Looks like Lady Gaga or something. I just see
the
camera.
Yeah, I'm actually. I was holding a camera. I was shooting the University of Florida and Tennessee game at UF.
Oh wow!
So and one of my camera operators got tackled by somebody running the ball, and I happened to be standing there, and he cut his eye. So like I had to trade off. I never shoot television; it's not what I do.
Battlefield promotion.
So, yeah, I was like, I was like, all right, well here we go. So next thing you know, I'm shooting footage for like the next hour.
Nice.
Now, the guy who tackled him, was he cute?
Duh.
Okay. Just checking. You never know.
Have you seen University of Tennessee? Woo.
Yeah.
Woo. Mm. That was the hottest game all year.
Yes.
Well,
now, what were you filming?
The funny thing is, I actually do have locker room access.
No.
Oh, can we be BFF?
No.
Oh, can I be your friend?
Back off.
Cowboy.
Back off.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about Linus?
Linus, come here.
His designs are like the heart and soul, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And I bought 3 shirts yesterday that are amazing, including the Hello Sailor shirt, which I wore proudly.
Okay, so introduce yourself, please.
Linus Garces, do all the art for Bare Bones Clothing, work full-time for a newspaper and freelance artist. So.
Sweet, thank you. I looked at your graphics. They're phenomenal.
Well, thank you.
Where do you get your inspiration?
Anywhere and everywhere, all over the freaking place. Like, there's nothing I can look at and not pick something out I like. The Bare Bones stuff, we wanted to keep it fun, kind of sassy, but everything else from old punk rock flyers to fine art and graffiti, street art, anything. It's fair game.
Cool.
Well, let's talk about what you have on right now. You have your Born Free, which are 2 middle fingers out, and then...
It's based off of bluebird tattoos where people get the swallows. The meaning behind those is sailors would get them when they traveled across the equator. They get the second one when they traveled across the equator again.
Nice.
So he was talking about, for a logo, just having a shirt with a flying 2 birds. And I immediately just said, okay, bluebirds, and then took middle fingers, made them look like swallows, and I thought that would be a nice little fuck you.
Cool. You know, it's funny
it's nice.
Because I know a girl who got swallowed. She's like, oh, it's so great. And I never knew there was anything behind it. That bitch hasn't been anywhere but Boca and back.
I guess that counts. Well, look at Chadwick's shirt, which I love.
This is definitely a nod to... Am I allowed?
Yeah, pop. Fuck, shit, yeah, well, no, goddamn son of a bitch.
We're R-rated. Don't worry.
All adjectives.
And I have an FCC violation here.
No. Not at all.
Nice. So, no, it's actually not at Poppers. In case, if you could see.
Oh, I didn't even get that. I didn't even get that.
Take it like a man. So, that's just a not at Poppers.
Well, it's based on the British World War II.
Yeah.
Keep calm and carry on, and it's awesome. I didn't even. Oh, okay.
You know, both shirts or both slogans, words to live by.
Yeah, it's very true.
Absolutely. No, so yeah, you can check out all these shirts you're talking about. Check us out online again: www.barebonesclothing.com or Facebook/barebonesclothing.
Sweet. And they have been here with us all week. End, and they have been awesome and the best roommates we could have ever hoped for.
Thank you so much.
Because, you know, when we got here, there were other roommates. There were other people. There was a guy selling penis ashtrays who was actually the roommate of a friend of the show, who I will not name. And, I mean, they were good. They were cool. And so he moved. He left us. He went over to the main hall, I guess.
Auxiliary hall.
Yes. And then before he left, we had this underwear company. I think they're called like Audace. I don't know, whatever. And they were here. They set up. They were bitchy. And they just had to leave.
What was that, Brian?
Nothing.
I said nothing because I don't know if they might want to work
with
somebody.
They got into the main hall.
What's that?
So they got into the main hall. They got a lot more foot traffic.
They're in the main hall? I thought they were in the auxiliary hall.
No, they're in the main hall.
Oh, well, they were doing... Like, they had a cool thing. Like, they had like some nice underwear. They had hot dogs and ketchup and mustard for one of their...
Yes. Yeah. And then they had the Trekkie shirt.
The Trekkie red shirt. They sold that. Yeah. And they were taking pictures of hot guys, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Something. I don't know.
Sure.
Whatever. They're gone. So the cool people are who are left. Oh, and we can't forget, well, you were here.
The
this knife company from
West
Palm.
I wasn't here for
knife
that.
Knife company?
Yes.
Hey, come on in.
We were, where are you going? Hey, there's a woman. There's a Goldilocks out there. Come on back, girl. What's that guy got on his back?
That woman's had work done.
No, she's had work. Very good work done.
She's a Goldilocks. Very good. So the knife company, I forgot what they're called. I have the guy's card. From West Palm Beach. Got here Friday, or was it Friday or Thursday?
No, they came Friday.
Friday morning, did not even know what a bear was, and they're in the damn bear hall. Did you see these guys? So they were setting up, and they're like, oh, we just, because it was the cheapest, the knife people, yeah. They had this whole setup. They had fruit or tomatoes or something, which is fruit, and they were ready to demonstrate their knives, and they're like, oh, this isn't worth it, and they left.
Oh,
they,
wow.
They were here for 2 hours, and they're gone.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
But we're cool anyway. We had fun. What else has happened this weekend? I don't know. Jared, didn't you go over to see like the Arctic Expo or something?
I did.
Yeah, how was that?
I know about 4 of the artists that exhibited there.
Somebody got kicked out for doing body paint? What?
No, it's I don't know the circumstances about that, but my dear friend Shannon, she's been doing some body painting.
She did Eric's Phoenix.
I got a dark Phoenix tattoo.
Oh, I think we should post up a picture of.
Oh, we will. We'll put a picture up.
You know what? I'll tweet it.
Tweet it, bitch.
Oh, you know how?
Do something, for God's sake, because you don't do
you don't
enough.
Tweet anything.
And, me. You know, she was also employed to help promote the you know, Vegas gay days by painting up some hot hunky models.
Really?
With, you know,
oh,
cool that's.
Oh, and they were just delicious.
So evidently this year, because, you know, gay days isn't successful enough in Orlando.
We
they're
going to go to
Vegas. Spread it over to Vegas.
They're going
to
put a bunch of queens in Sin City. Is this the safe thing to do, people?
Sounds like ground zero to me.
I've never thought of Vegas as a gay city, though. I don't know.
Really?
No, I don't know.
Gay days? We would just take over.
I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. I don't know. Orlando's better. So, what else we got? Eric just joined us today.
I just joined because I had to work for some bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, my best friend in the universe. Yeah.
What did you say to Eric? Is it okay? Are you sure? I don't mind. No, honey.
I'm a bitter queen.
Go.
I love you, but I'm a bitter queen.
It's not
I
like...
will bitch to, I bitched to anybody who listened yesterday.
Did you really?
Oh, anybody. Hi, Eric. I hate Oral. He's a fucking bitch.
Aw. We had a lot of hard work going into this thing. We had raised money, as y'all listening would know, from our pledge drive.
Oh, my.
And you know what? If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here today. So
we would not be here drunk and doing our live show in front of a studio audience.
Woo!
That's right. That is, that, see?
Listen,
I don't even know if Nerdy Show has done that yet.
Listen to that enthusiasm.
I think we beat Nerdy Show to the live studio audience thing. Cap, I love you. I love you so much. But
well, no,
the race is on.
They didn't do a live studio audience thing. Oh, no, they did post that. They did the panel. Yeah, they posted it. Oh, whatever. So we raised, what,
$800? Can I go play with boys now?
And no, Eric, you may not go play with boys yet. We're not done. We raised $800, and we only spent most of it.
Down, boy.
Seriously. You know, there is a pup guy who might be coming by. He was geeky. We're on Growler and looking at the guys, and we're like, oh, pup guy. And he said he's geeky. I'm like, hey, come on down.
Yes. Oh, it looks like that's all peed on him to claim that territory already.
I was just thinking, Eric has more experience in that department.
Oh,
I do.
Snap.
Yes,
where
I
are
do.
Our furry men? They're gone. Actually, we should mention them. Agthorn is a listener. He's actually heard us, he said. I was like, all right, cool.
Which one was he in?
The dragon. He's the dragon. Little gray.
Okay, okay.
And then his buddy Dusty Dog. They were really sweet.
Spelled D-A-double-G.
No. I don't know.
I don't know. I thought that was...
Anyways.
That's how Snoop Dogg spells dog.
Really? So, no, we raised $800. We spent most of it. We got a cool banner, which we were going to be bringing to our live events in the future.
Yes.
We got
maybe
a
we
shit.
Could hang in the Geekeasy.
We could, actually. I'm fine with that. We got a shit ton of flyers, and on the back, nobody knows, but, you know, everybody. Actually, people have been asking. In fact, the crack guy really liked the back flyer. He's like, oh, my God, that's the best flyer I've ever seen. I'm like, okay, that's great.
Stop calling. Remember the Beetlejuice thing?
I know. Oh, it's been the third time. He's going to be coming around the corner.
Beetlejuice.
Oh, scary. So,
Small.
So do we know
Biggie
yet?
Biggie Smalls. Biggie Smalls.
We have on June 30th at a comic shop the wedding of Kyle
and
North
Star.
Jean something.
Jean-Paul?
Yeah, Jean-Paul.
Bieber.
Yeah. So
Bieber.
We don't know what's going to happen. We know it's going to be a party.
It's going to start off very gay. And then it's going to turn to Aaron's little night out.
Exactly. So Aaron will be coming around grabbing
and
her ass.
And Aaron will go back to scrubbing the floors again.
Send your girls.
My own little corner in my own little chair.
Oh, look at that guy's ass.
Yeah.
Hello.
Can I go play
come
with
back.
Boys now?
Come back. Well, Sharky's back.
Hi, Sharky.
We were talking about you and you weren't here. You are a celebrity, sir.
Okay,
you didn't
we've
know
heard
that?
About you.
Hi, welcome to Flame On. It's a gay nerdy podcast. What's your name for the listeners?
He's got Wolverine.
Sharky.
Sharky. Oh, well, nice to meet you, Sharky.
You do
my
have Wolverine.
Is
he has Wolverine band.
What the hell? Do you like comics and stuff? What?
Oh,
what?
Wolverine, meet Jean.
Oh, I love that.
Stabber.
Ooh.
So,
again,
so,
and again and again.
I heard you at Barrioke a couple times now.
Oh,
and I know you are quite the Barrioke promoter.
Did you say?
I did, actually. I sang Hell. From Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah?
I don't remember much about last night.
Oh, I was like, I might sing it again. It's kind of my go-to. But you did a... I forgot. What did you do last night? or the night before?
This. Barrioke.
Yeah, what'd you sing?
Beers in the City, Journey, The Want It.
Yeah, Journey. I do remember Journey.
I don't really remember what else. Oh. Nicki Minaj, Starships.
No!
Oh,
wow. You were the one TLC, that wanted that. Okay.
TLC, Girl Talk.
Oh, that works. Oh,
wow.
That works.
Wow. Going back to the old school days.
Yep. Now I'm starting to remember.
It's coming back. It's all coming back to you now. Sing that tonight.
How are you enjoying your gay days?
It's awesome. I've never gone out and done anything on gay days except Disney.
Really?
I've had a good time here at the Doubletree.
Good.
Are you staying at the Doubletree?
No. I live here. I'm going to see Maya tonight.
What? My love is like,
where's Maya playing?
Parliament House.
Oh, is she really? Yeah. I forgot.
Yeah, I missed Chaka Khan last night.
I heard it brought tears to people's eyes, apparently.
I love her so much. And Whitney Houston called out her name in her song. Remember?
Really?
Yeah, remember Chaka Khan?
She growled.
Oh, yes, she did.
Whitney growled.
How could I forget that?
Chaka Khan.
Bad fact. So,
this guy is awesome right here. Barrioke, Bears in the City.
We know. Oh, we know about
the best karaoke in Orlando.
He is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that at the Wave Awards.
The Wave.
We had a girl from Hooters here last night, and
what?
She loves him. Yeah,
you like?
Her name's Lena, and she's beautiful.
Barrioke is not just for the Bears anymore. Barrioke started out as being a karaoke targeted to the Bear community because I want the Bears to come out, I want them to have fun, but really it's turned into the Bear mentality. Everybody has fun. Everybody, you know, nobody judges anybody. Doesn't matter how you sing, you just come down and you have fun.
So you're all inclusive.
Nice.
They're gonna come down and spend some money and, you know, take care of us.
We will take your money.
Exactly. Girl, I know how to work it. I know how to work it for a dollar.
You got tipped with a Nutter Butter. That's how much you know how to work it, girl.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by, Sharky.
Thank you. Thank you for.
I want to know about the Wolverine thing. What's going on with that?
I love Wolverine.
You
Everything
do?
About him, yeah. He's rogue. He's a rebel.
Have you, do you read comics like locally? Do you read?
Yeah.
Where do you go?
I actually draw.
What?
Really? Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah, I'm trying to do my own thing. But
no way.
So far, it's not doing too good.
What the? Well, you know, Jerry.
We also have a struggling artist. Step right over here, sir.
Seriously.
Right over here.
No, I'm part of that flow, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, you know.
Very terse.
Study Jared.
I got all the comics last night from here.
Did
you? I was surprised you guys had them here, and I was just like.
You took some?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I took them.
Oh, good. No, that's what they're here for.
Question. If you love Wolverine, have you ever read Old Man Logan?
No.
Okay, so.
Sales
here's
mode.
Here's what you do.
Here we go.
I'm sorry, everyone. This has to happen. Okay, so a comic shop. If you're local, we're on the corner of 436 and University. I'm getting there. So we're having this like recreation of the gay wedding between North Star and his boyfriend Kyle. Well, fiance
we hope.
Kyle. But if you come 114 Cimarron Boulevard, Winter Park, Florida, South Cimarron, on the corner of University and 436, right next to Full Sail, we'll be there. I will show you Old Man Logan. If you love Wolverine, you have to read that story. Oh, you did?
You went to Full Sail? Really?
You know exactly where we are then. I expect to see you. I expect to see.
Well, I've been invited. So.
You right? Save the date. Save the date.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We don't have to. You know, a comic shop was really good. They went in on our flyers. They gave us free comics, and they helped make our buttons.
Oh, cut that out because he doesn't know we have free comics.
Well, shit.
Are you shitting me?
Oh, please.
What's in the box? Don't worry about it, Aaron.
Oh, Lord in heaven.
Oh, yes, Lord in heaven. That's
what we
exactly
got out there.
I'm looking
you know, I've been
at.
Seeing a lot of hotel staff walking around, and they like think we're like not supposed to be here.
No.
They keep looking at us like, what's going
can
on
I go
in
to
there?
The gym and work out now, guys?
You want to? Yes, can you get in there? Can you get in the gym?
I'll get in the gym.
Oh, you will.
I'll get in the gym.
His name is Jim. So the Bear Pool is getting pretty busy right now, actually. I'm seeing a lot of guys out there. I see the ball bouncing around. And then I see the beach ball bouncing around.
It bounced right out.
See. What else did we see? Oh, Julie Gold. Talk about Julie Gold.
Oh, Julie Goldman.
Goldman.
So one of Johnny's dearest friends is Julie Goldman. She actually did a performance, a show, right next to where we are recording. She's super nice. If you have ever listened to her, you need to support her. She's friends of Johnny McGovern, who we did an interview with.
A couple months ago. Unfortunately, we weren't able to see him.
Jared met him.
Bitch. Fucking bitch.
What?
But Julie is one of my favorite people, like, and comedians ever. So the simple fact that I got to meet her and she was ridiculously nice. It made my gay days.
Whose growler just went off?
Everybody.
Okay, I'm just saying. I heard it. We've been like watching Growler like a hawk. Oh, I missed the phone call.
I haven't.
Well, you're not on Growler, honey.
No, I'm not.
I got a call from Rodney. So Growler this weekend has been hilarious. This morning, my phone blew up 3 times before 10 a.m. The first message, looking for someone to take a fist. Supposedly, a bunch of us people were at Perkins, and it just went off like a jackpot, just ringing everybody's phone, and they're like, "Well, come down to Perkins, and you'll have a whole group of bears that will fist you in Perkins." Classy. Oh, is that? He wanted to. Why would you post that? I'm sorry. Usually. Oh, pay for it? What? Well, you do have to have training. I know that much. But I've never. No. So the Growler thing has been blowing up. We've actually been a part of 2 shouts, or what are they called? Growl shouts. I don't know how many people have come down.
Is it kind of like Thundercats Ho?
Yes, it is exactly like Thundercats
Thunder.
Ho
Thunder.
As I raise my fist of love into the air. That's exactly what it's like.
What would you call a hoe?
I'm not calling anyone a hoe here.
Oh,
because
I don't know.
Let me. What you drinking, girl? Stuff. Somebody here has Mountain Dew flavored vodka.
Dude.
What? I didn't even know they made such things.
3 olives, dude.
That's crazy. 3 olives makes a Mountain Dew flavored vodka. Ugh. So,
it's called Dude.
It's called Dude. Well, that, of course. Programmers, you know, you hear me? We'd love it. What else we got?
You know what's really funny is that the host hotel is trying to be really, like, cutting edge. And so it's a cashless system, kind of. Brian, would you like to talk about
Don't
the cashless
get me
system?
Started on this.
Let's talk about the cashless
Don't
system.
Get me. I cut my little band off last night because I fucking hate that.
Explain it.
Okay. So I don't know if this is the first year they did this. It may have been done last
year. Yes,
it is. You get a wristband. Okay. It's like this plastic wristband thing. It's got a barcode and a QR code, both, because, you know, redundancy. So you got to go up to the front lobby, get it, put it on, charge it up with your money, credit cards or cash. And the only way you can get a drink here at the pool bar, and I don't know about the main bar. They probably take cash. But the pool bar, they won't even look at you if you don't have this damn band on. And you charge it up and you use it. Drinks or whatever, but you can't tip the guy. I want to tip him and I can't tip.
They got cups for cash.
I didn't see it.
They have
to. They have to because they got no other way to tip. So they can take my tip for cash, but they can't take my cash for a drink.
But you know what's really funny is that, okay, honestly, how many times have they finally heard, I lost my wallet. I was in the pool.
I could see somebody in the pool.
I listen, just go to the pool and find interview people there. This is crap. I mean, I love you guys.
I was just thinking. All right, hold that thought. So, yeah, it sucks. The thing, but the pool thing is good. If you're in the pool, you don't want to have to worry about your wallet or your cell phone. You leave that in the room, right? And you know that it works for that. But for us, it sucked. All right, so we're gonna take a short break, and we might switch to a wireless setup and send some people to interview people.
We'll be on the
road.
That'd
be fun.
Can't go that far.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
What's the range on that thing?
I don't know. But
you want to try? You want to find out what the range is?
Well, you know what? Before we take our quick break, so you can like brainstorm and I can do whatever. We should talk to our photographer.
Oh, please.
So, sweetie, who are you? Why are you here? What's your name?
My name is Chris. I'm photographer right here.
Okay, Chris.
I'm a little tongue-tied right now. So,
Have you been drinking?
I have not been drinking, but I wish I had.
Brian, use whatever we have left to fix him a drink. So are you enjoying your gay days?
Oh, yes, definitely.
And where would I know you from?
You know me from Comic Shop, because I come there all the time.
Hey, Comic Shop, I've never seen you there before. But, okay, so
well,
what do you do?
When do you go? When is your day? What's your day?
My day?
Yeah, when do you come to the Comic Shop?
I come on Tuesdays usually.
See, you never see Oral, because that's why.
Yeah, exactly.
Over there.
Exactly. Tuesday. Well, are you enjoying gay days and taking pictures for us?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so
we
much.
We love you to death for taking pictures, because that really helps.
Thank you very much.
I really appreciate that. We are going to take a short break, and we might come back.
This whore needs to stretch her legs.
Some more. We're just going to have, like, Oral and Eric stand out there in their underwear and, like, flag down people.
I want people to come close to me.
Fuck it. Fuck it. I got good underwear on.
You know
what? You see this?
You know what? We're about to have a drop mic type of moment and have a bitch fest outside. How dare
me, you stupid bitch?
I don't know what this is.
Oh, what?
You stupid ass.
I'll be like that drunk crack guy. I'll be like, hey, what's
okay,
up?
We'll go with that.
What's up?
Let's go to the pool. Put your shirt on, Oral.
Oh, shit. So wait, we got someone hanging out over by our booth who wants to be on the show. Who's looking away now. Who's got an awesome red
He's
Disney,
running out the door.
A red Mickey shirt.
You know what? We'll take a short break. We'll talk to our customer.
Yeah.
We won't make you say anything. And
we'll be back.
We'll be back. I'm not going to do that.
Thank you.